I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Drinking water is an increasingly scarce commodity in much of the world. Peru's capital, Lima, is no exception. A quarter of Lima's 8.5 million residents lack basic water services. And climate change and population growth are only making things worse. Some Lima residents are left to rely on expensive and poor quality water from trucks. But now, others have taken to using a simple innovation to harvest water from the coastal mists that often shroud the city. The innovation is called a fog net. The BBC's Dan Collins reports.
They look like huge abandoned volleyball nets facing west towards the Pacific on one of Lima's many hillsides. They're still an experiment, but they're giving residents here a lifeline.
Figures have appeared out of the fog. And it's Noé.
Neira.
¿Cómo estás? Buenos días.
Daniel, ¿no? Ya, en primer lugar, mi nombre es Noé Neira Tocto. Soy dirigente del asentamiento humano Bellavista.
My name is Noé Neira Tocto. I am the head of this community. We've had these fog nets for 2 years now. Each net is 8 meters by 4 and catches about 60 liters a day. So between the four nets, we can catch about 240 liters a day.
Olga Arce is one of the community leaders here in Bellavista. She's doing a bit of weeding just around the fog nets. And this hillside, because of the fog, is actually green and verdant.
The people who live here are all migrants from the countryside outside Lima, so they know all about farming. We value our water because we use it for our vegetable gardens.
A bus ride away in the suburb of San Martin de Porres, it's a very different picture. You can't put fog nets here, and there's no piped water either. That was one of the private water trucks which distributes water through this area of San Martin de Porres, where some 250,000 people live without running water. And they pay up to 10 times more than you would pay in a middle-class neighbourhood for their water. Just to fill up one barrel costs about 50 cents.
El agua es un líquido elemental que no tiene por qué ver si acá se hace un asentamiento humano o...
Amanda Solis is one of hundreds of community leaders throughout Lima who are fighting what they see is just their basic right to have access to running water. She said that her children are suffering from parasites and intestinal infections because of the quality of the water, which they're delivered by a private company. Amanda wants progress, but it doesn't seem to be happening fast enough for her. This small dam on the River Rímac helps to provide at least some of Lima's residents with water. Guillermo León, the director of Lima's water board, Sedapal, says they're committed to providing all residents with piped water by 2011. But there's a catch.
We understand that democracy means access to basic services, but we have to appeal to the solidarity of the people who already have water to reduce their consumption. There's no point in laying new water pipes just to deliver a few drops.
Mr. León says that with a third of the country's population now living in the capital, getting water to everyone can't be achieved without someone making sacrifices. Climate change means less and less water is flowing from the Andes Mountains. Fog nets may help those who live on the hillsides, but the sea mist cannot provide for all.
The BBC's Dan Collins there in Lima, Peru.